American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London, and elsewhere. How George Peel was shaven, and of the revenge he took. There was a gentleman that dwelt in the West Country, and had stayed here in London a term longer than he intended, by reason of a book that George had to translate out of Greek into English. And when he wanted money, George had it of the gentleman. But the more he supplied him of coin, the further off he was from his book, and could get no end of it, neither by fair means, entreaty, or double payment. For George was of the poetical disposition, never to write so long as his money lasted, some quarter of the book being done and lying in his hands at random. The gentleman had plotted a means to take such an order with George next time he came, that he would have his book finished. It was not long before he had his company. His arrival was for more money. The gentleman bids him welcome, causeth him to stay dinner, where, falling into discourse about his book, found that it was as near ended as he left it 2 months ago. The gentleman, meaning to be gulled no longer, caused two of his men to bind George hand and foot in a chair. A folly it was for him to ask what they meant by it. The gentleman sent for a barber, and George had a beard of an indifferent size and well grown. He made the barber shave him beard and head, left him as bare of hair as he was of money. The barber, he was well contented for his pains, who left George like an old woman in man's apparel, and his voice became it well, for it was more woman than man. "George," quoth the gentleman, "I have always used you like a friend. My purse hath been opened to you. That you have of mine to translate, you know it is a thing I highly esteem. Therefore I have used you in this fashion, that I might have an end of my book, which shall be as much for your profit as my pleasure." So forthwith he commanded his men to unbind him, and putting his hand into his pocket, gave him 2 brace of angels. Quoth he, "Master Peel, drink this, and by that time you have finished my book, your beard will be grown, until which time I know you will be ashamed to walk abroad." George patiently took the gold, said little, and when it was dark night, took his leave of the gentleman, and went directly home. Who, when his wife saw, I omit the wonder she made, but imagine those that shall behold their husbands in such a case. To bed went George, and ere morning, he had plotted sufficiently how to cry quid pro quo with his politic gentleman.
Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.